It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe reporting radio news about radio waves. Randy J. Stein in Radio World noted last week that two TV antennas were installed atop One World Trade Center in New York City, with test broadcasts now for the UHF and VHF trial arrays. The Durst Organization, owners of the new tallest building in New York City, will test transmissions on Channel 12 for VHF and Channel 32 for UHF. Many of the antenna for radio and television stations were on top of the former World Trade Center towers before the September 11, 2001 attacks brought down the towers. Since then, many have moved to the Empire State Building at 1,254 feet with a 200-foot steel tower on top. The new skyscraper stands at 1,776 feet and will generate larger signal patterns with the additional height. The Associated Press reports that another tower in Crimea is coming down as Russian officials turned off Crimea's independent television station ATR March 31st by repeatedly refusing to give it a broadcast license. ATR was dedicated to the Crimean Tatars, a native ethnic group of about 300,000 that was deported from the region by the Soviet authorities in 1944 and a lone voice against the Russians after they took over the area from Ukraine last year. Leonard Ismailov, ATR's founder, said at a news conference March 31st that four of its filings have been rejected on technicalities. Quote, "They don't give us a license because not a single official can guarantee that at some point we won't go on the air calling on people to do something," unquote, Ismailov said. Crimea's new leader, Sergei Askalov, said last month that ATR has filed the documents, quote, "with errors on purpose in order to flare up a conflict involving the TV station," unquote. Finally, another station will never get to hang a tower, even after the WKMJ Radio Live The People station filed to get a new low-power FM license through the Federal Communications Commission. Paul Rimsmandale at Radio Survivor reports that Curvison Joseph from the Pinellas Park, Florida group applying for the station was arrested for unlicensed broadcasting. Florida, New Jersey, and New York have unconstitutional state laws against unlicensed broadcasting, even though the states have no authority to regulate the public airwaves. And the FCC has a rule against awarding LPFM licenses to former pirate radio enthusiasts. So because Johnson couldn't wait for the FCC's application process to play out, he won't be broadcasting anymore, at least not legally. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates, and this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.